adults are there in November and he don't hear very well.
Okay.
What son are you?
You remember Alec Porter?
Yeah.
Alexander Porter?
Yeah.
He was my great-great-grandpa.
He was.
Yeah.
And what are you selling?
He's wanting you to tell him about his family on the mail. He said that somebody had told him that you knew all about the old Porters.
Now, I know Jim Porter run a little store here at Stark years ago.
That was Alec's brother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know Daddy. And I know them. I know Charlie Porter, his son.
Yeah.
Now, what was your dad's name?
My dad's Don Porter. You know Everett Porter that lives in Globe?
Well, yeah, we deal with them out there, don't we, Marzella, but I don't know what you...
Who now?
Everett Porter.
Porter's Tires is what he's talking about, is that?
That's my uncle, yeah.
Is it? Well, yeah. Now he's the one I'm last talking about, the Porter that he...
Yeah, we go out there and get tires off of him, don't we, Marzella?
He said that was his uncle.
Yeah, he's my dad's brother.
Yeah. I see.
The one that preaches?
Yeah.
And I know Steve Porter, he was a preacher, and John Porter, he was a preacher.
You knew all of them then.
John Porter married the old Bill Ketterin's girl, some of my relation.
Oh, yeah?
And they separated, and he married then, he married him, Ketterin's girl the last time.
Yeah?
You remember that, do you?
I heard him tell me about it.
Yeah.
Didn't they live together a while or something before they
lived
married?
Yeah, they died.
They never really got married then?
Yeah, they got married, but they lived together till they died.
Yeah?
And let's see, I don't know now of any of them other Porters. That's about all the ones I know out there, as that said, in their own Porter creek.
Yeah, those...
Like I heard...
Them are the ones I'm interested in, yeah?
Them's the ones.
Let's see, what do you know about Jim Porter getting shot over the school election?
Well, Henry Kegley, a second cousin of mine, killed him.
Yeah?
And how come him to kill him? There used to be a schoolhouse out here where a big old tree stood to the side of that little storehouse. They had a schoolhouse there, and they got up a school race, and they elected the trustee, and Jim Porter was to have the first school for one of his boys, Eddie Randy. And Henry was to have the next school, and on top of it all, they told me they all bunched up money and sent down there at Frankfurt, sent a fella down there and got the questions, and the boys all studied them, you know.
Yeah.
Well, they win the trustee, and Jim got the first school from one of his boys, and he aimed to vote Henry's certificate, and Henry killed him up there over the bank, hit him one lick with a knife and killed him.
Is that right?
That's right.
Did it kill him right on the spot, or did they take him home?
Yeah, he knocked Henry in the head. He knocked Henry in the head with a chair, they claimed Tom Mobley was superintendent. Oh, Lord, though, when I listened, Uncle Jake Kegley, he was telling Uncle Jake.
Yeah?
Uncle Jake told him, says, Jim, says, you get in with Henry Kegley, says, one or two of them will leave here. He's told me time and again, if Jim Porter could call the time back, and he'd tell him the same. Well, Van Middleton married Jim Porter's oldest girl. And Frank Conn was telling me about that. He married Luster Binion's girl. And Frank said that his dad, not his dad, his father-in-law, had Van Middleton to come over and have him plow in oats.
Yeah.
And Van told him that morning, said, today is the day that Jim Porter was going to run Henry Kegley out of Sandy Hook. Buster told him, the day is the day if he tried that one or two other leave here. He'd run around with him. He knowed Henry, knowed them both. Well, that evening, about 3 o'clock, Buster's one end of the field, and he's the other, turning his horse around. He turned his horse around. He stopped and dropped his hands down, and stood there a minute and went on hitching the horse. Buster plowed out there at the end, said, what's the matter? Well, he says, Henry Kegley's killed Jim Porter. Buster says, what did I tell you, that no man run Henry Kegley?
Huh.
Well, you see, as John Thompson said, Jim Porter brought that on himself. You know, that wasn't right after he was going to revoke his certificate after they was all in it and got the questions.
What were they? Were they going to be teachers or school board members?
School teachers.
School teachers.
Listen, It was his Jim's boys, Ed and Andy, was the teachers.
Oh.
And then, well, you see, that they Henry let them teach. They teach the first school what they agreed on.
Yeah.
And then they're going to knock Henry out of his school. That's what the trouble come up.
And take the whole works.
Oh, shucks, on Jake Kegley. We always liked Jim Porter. He hired my grandma and Aunt Ellen, them, Aunt Ellen Kegley, to come up there. And I was a little bit of a fella, went up there and he run a store out here at Stark.
Yeah.
And he had a lot of chickens and turkeys, and he killed some hogs. And while him and some fellas killed some hogs, he had them a skull and them chickens and turkeys. Me and Ed and Andy would put a turkey's leg on each shoulder and go down there turkey pen, a store, and get them, pack them up there at the house on them big old trees where they're skulling. We just made enough pack of turkey with his legs wanted to and shit over. Well, I'm telling you, we put one leg on each shoulder. They was a little bit older than I was, and carry them up by them turkeys, so I could.
How old are you now, 92?
Be 92 the third day of November if I live that long.
You know, Uncle Everett Porter lives in Enterprise, Ellick's boy. He's 88 now. He's still living.
Well, which one was that married June McFarlane over here?
I don't know.
Now listen, these younger ones, I ain't acquainted with them. Now just be honest with you.
Well, this is
now,
Ellick's
know,
boy.
Now listen, I know, what's that? Porter does that trading all the time, and married Willis Harper's girl.
Harlan,
yeah. I know them for years.
Yeah.
And then he had a brother traded some.
Yeah?
Yeah, I know Harlan for years.
Gotta put my flares to bed. Looks like my freeze tonight.
Yeah, might.
And
I'm gonna put them sheets around the back and them.
Ellick was a blacksmith man, wasn't he? He worked in the shop.
Where are you from?
Indiana, Marion, Indiana.
Where?
Marion, Indiana.
Your family from out at Globe, did you say, or them?
Well, that's where my dad's from.
And he live in Indiana, too?
Yeah, we moved up there when I was about three.
What are you doing? Going to school with Moorhead or something? Just
no, I just
part-time,
came down for the weekend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who was that shot come out there when?
Shot somebody? I don't know.
I'm about to come in on him. Yeah, he shot him. I forget. Lord God, that's been a long time ago.
Did he kill him, did he?
I forget whether he killed
him. Out where?
Out there on Porter Creek where Ellick lived. He run a blacksmith shop. I believe he's putting in the hay. I forget, it's been a long time ago how it was. Harlan, I guess, could tell you.
Yeah?
Harlan Porter, is he the one that was raising cattle?
Harlan, he was out on Porter Creek.
Is he the one married sister to Roy?
Yeah,
Harper?
Well, it's Harper's girl, Gladys.
Gladys. Do you know them?
Yeah.
I used to work with
Gladys.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I've got a sewing factory in Old Hill.
I went in.
What's that girl's name lives up there at the foot of what they call the Murdy Waddle Hill? You know what I'm talking about? it's one of Gladys' daughters. I can't even remember what I'm talking
about. Tall, skinny girl?
No, she's kind of heavy.
Well,
you're thinking about Helen.
Yeah.
Helen. Well, now what's Helen's older sister's name?
I don't know. I probably got it written down at home.
Helen, I worked with Helen too, but this other one, I can't remember what her name. Helen wasn't married when I
was. Now listen, Ed Porter, that was Jim Porter's boy, oldest boy, him and Andy was brothers.
Yeah.
And the next May, Jim Porter was killed in May up at Sandy Hook, and the next May, John Holbrook shot him, I think, two or three times, and Henry Skeens cut him on the neck. And he died over there in the holler where Frank Conlon lived. Frank's dead now.
He died in the holler. Was it at a
house
or what?
Yeah, over at his home. And that was a year after that.
Yeah? How'd that happen?
Well, I just don't know when they got into it. Uncle Jake Kegley, he got a hold of Henry Skeens, and frankly, they got
a... Now, when he says Frank Skeens, he's talking about this road right back up this ridge here about how many mile, Uncle Al?
Huh?
About how many miles is it back up this ridge to that farm where you're talking to him about? The Frank Skeens farm.
That's where
Virgil Conn owns now, isn't it?
Huh?
Ain't that the farm that Virgil Conn owns now?
Yeah. I ain't talking about the farm. I'm talking about Ed Porter getting killed.
I know, but you was talking about at the Skeens farm, you said.
Oh, that's there, the Jim Skeens farm. Just across there, just to jump over where Virgil Conn lives
well,
now.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about, I was aiming to tell him that he wasn't very far from where he's talking about all this happening right up here.
Right about that. That is.
Well, that's what I said. I was trying to tell him that he wasn't very far. See, he said they moved to Indiana when he was 3 years old. He probably don't know much about where this place is, where you're sitting at right now. That's what I was trying to get across.
Oh.
It wasn't very. It's about. Henry
Skeens married a lady. And he lived right up, of course, you don't know, you ain't quite in this country. Well, up here, when you up here and you remember a back of barn on the right and a car right around the left and then the house and barn right out there. Well, now, Henry Skeens lived over on the point then. He owned the farm over where Allie Leedy hired that farm.
Yeah.
And he lived there when they killed Ed Porter.
Hmm.
And they left here. They told all kinds of tales. Oh, I don't know what all I did here. Heard that they's in the cliff. And heard that Jim Skeens was packing, as Henry's daddy packing them something to eat in a basket. And
so they took off.
And Alice Holbrooks told me that the day that happened, they come to her house. Henry come with John. And the next night, they went, Jim and Frank Leedy took them to Bronze, and they got on the train, went to Texas.
Yeah.
And they thought they was in this country. And how come them to kill him? Uncle Jacob said it was over Andy's talk about Henry's sister and John's wife.
Oh,
yeah. If I'd been them, I'd never left. Something like that, would you? I'd have took the lawsuit.
Yeah. Huh.
That's what they always told me then.
Didn't they say that John Porter went after him? Chased him down out in New Mexico or someplace?
No, they never did chase him down. They lived in Texas.
Yeah?
John died in Oklahoma, I've been told.
John Skeens.
John Holbrooks.
John Holbrooks.